and BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 game slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit of up to $250. That means if you put in $250, they're going to give you $125 absolutely free using that code BELIEV. So do that. Bet online. The game starts here. All right, welcome back to Ref the District. I got to get my there we go, got the graphics right. Huge shout out to Rico at Street Scores on YouTube for coming on the show here and giving us so that you don't have to listen to me yapping the whole time and not get any sort of different analysis. Again, Trev and Nathan are off this week, so you got just the stoner, but we're going to do some mailbag here as some folks are jumping in here and still saying Rico is a man. He is awesome. He's got great content. Make sure you check him out. Again, we're trying to set a record for the most likes on a Wednesday Night Live flagship program. So make sure you hit that like. And if you're not subscribed, make sure you do subscribe to the show. So let's get to the mailbag segment of the show. That's where you all get to decide what the topic is. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Commanders, but I know everybody does really mostly want to talk about the Commanders. But if you got anything else in terms of other sports here in the DC area, then we'll do this for about 10 minutes before we get everybody out of here and on to watch. There's nothing on. Maybe the Nats, maybe the end of the Nats game. There's no Copa America. I don't think there's any Copa America tonight. We get you off. Maybe somebody's doing some fireworks early tonight, so we'll get you off to that. So let's go over here and check out some of the questions. Allison has one right here. That's not a question. It's actually a statement. But Washington should be starting Jamin and Luvu at edge. Well, I think, Allison, that they are going to have a lot of Luvu and a lot of Jamin Davis on the edge. As Rico mentioned, this defense, this is going to be a positionless defense for the most part. I mean, you might even see Jonathan Allen playing at end here and there. You might see Benjamin St. Juste playing middle linebacker for a certain play, depending on what's going on the other side. Things like that. So you are going to see Luvu on the edge. You are going to see Jamin Davis coming off the edge. But these guys can also play the linebacker position very well. But Bobby Wagner is going to hold down the middle of that defense, and Luvu and Davis are going to be guys who are going to help support that, whether it's all three of them at the same time. I mean, if you've got Quan Martin, Luvu, Jamin Davis, Bobby Wagner, Sanastrill might be popping in the middle there. So you're going to have a whole lot of linebacker help on this team, which for whatever reason, the coaching regime from the previous 4 years de-emphasized the linebacker position. None of us have been able to figure it out. Ron Rivera was a linebacker. Jack Del Rio was a linebacker. And yet they tried to fill those positions with guys like Cody Barton and Thomas Davis and David Mayo, just guys who were either over the hill or they just weren't very good. And for some reason, the previous regime, just that's what they thought would be best for this team. No longer. Linebacker, I believe Mike Clay from ESPN, I believe. He's an NFL writer, has Washington as the number one linebacker corps in the entire NFL. That's a whole lot different. Let me get a cough in right here real quick. When Rico's not here to take up some of the talking, then I got to do it all, and there's a whole lot of talking going on. Real Deal Willie Will says, who's starting the season, Mariota or Jaden? The first question might be, who do you want to start the season, Mariota or Jaden, or who and who will start the season? Let's not overthink this, okay? Marcus Mariota is exactly what he should be. He's a backup quarterback, and that's what he's going to be on this team. He's not coming in here to hold down the fort for a few weeks while Jaden continues to learn. It's not the way this team is going to operate. They drafted Jaden Daniels because they know he's ready day one. He went into OTAs, rookie minicamp, all of that, and the mandatory minicamp, and he showed he's the number one guy. Mariota looks good in uniform. He can throw the ball. He understands an offense. He's not – have you seen him play the last couple of years? Have you seen him play in Atlanta and at the end of his Tennessee reign? It's going to be Jaden Daniels week number one. All right, so I don't know if anybody – Brian is jumping in here to say Jaden should start the season. So far, we have nothing to suggest he shouldn't or that Mariota should. So, yeah, absolutely. All right, so Lockdown's doing his stuff over here. Talk about the new Wizard Statement Edition. Jersey is nice. Too bad they stink. Yes, they stink now. They will stink later. They will stink for the next couple of years. Lockdown didn't like the Caps 50 logo. This is the 50th season for the Washington Capitals this year. So it's going to be kind of cool to see some of the stuff that we're doing for that. If Ovi goes on a tear, he might break the record this year, the goal scoring record, but probably not until the following season. The Nats are awful. I wouldn't say they're awful. They're not great. Their bullpen is what's been letting them down. Their starting pitching has been fantastic. They can't hit, though, because they just don't have enough guys. But they did bring up the number one prospect. Well, I guess he was, depending on where you look, he was either the number one or number three prospect in all of baseball, James Wood, who came over in the Juan Soto trade. Think about the Juan Soto trade. They got five prospects, and so far three of them are already in the majors, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, and James Wood. And they've also got a couple other guys they got in that trade. Susana, who's just tearing it up in the minors as a pitcher, and Robert Hassel, who I believe is only maybe in double A right now, but he's still, they really like him. So the Nats are awful. Yes. They're not awful. They're not great, but they are doing better than expected this year. I can tell you that much. All right. So JG has says, other than JD5, what player do you think has the most riding on a successful season? I think there's a few guys in there that you can talk about who have a lot riding, and those are guys like Jamin Davis, who's in the last year of his contract, or some of those guys who signed one-year contracts, guys like Jeremy Chin, some of the younger guys maybe who signed those one-year deals, a guy like Jeremy Chin, Cleland Farrell on the defensive line, right? He was a top five draft pick for the Raiders, and he's got a lot to prove if he wants to stay in this league a little while longer. So those are the kind of the guys who are at the end of their contracts that they have a lot riding on a successful season. Allison asks, would Kwan be good at free safety? Defoe seems more strong safety to me. We might be getting caught up a little bit, as Rico said, too much on who plays what position. These guys are going to play all over. Kwan's going to play free safety. Defoe's going to play free safety and strong safety. They're going to be moved around a little bit. Jeremy Chin is going to be that guy who's going to anchor the back end of that defense, probably at free safety. He's going to be the number one guy back there. Uptown's asking, are you viewing the NBA Summer League with the Wiz kids, Koulibaly, Sar, Bub, and Kaishan George? They start July 12th. That's a little over a week away. I will keep an eye on it. I'm not high on the Wizards draft picks. I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm not high on Koulibaly. I will say this about Koulibaly. Here's a guy who cannot create his own shot. He's got all kinds of athleticism, but he can't even create his own shot yet. And the number one thing that a guy has to have in the association is he's got to be able to create his own shot. Some of that other stuff comes later to develop and refine your creativity. But if you can't even create your own shot, just watch him. When he gets the ball, he's always looking to pass. He's not looking to break his guy down. So I'm a little concerned about Koulibaly. Is he a piece? Yes, but is he a star as the number 7 overall pick? I don't see it. I'm not a star guy either. But that's only because I wanted them to draft Reed Sheppard. I think Reed Sheppard's going to be a star. I'm just saying. What do I know? But it'll be interesting to watch them. Bub Carrington is a guy who they drafted with the 14th pick that they got for Denny Advia in that game day trade. And then Kyshawn George out of Miami, who is very unathletic but can shoot. So we'll see what they do. It'll be fun to watch and just watch these young guys. I don't have high hopes for these picks. I'm sorry, I don't. When you have 3 first-round picks in what's considered maybe the worst draft for prospects in the last 15 years, I don't know how that does you any good. I'm just saying. But we'll see what Sar ends up being here. Let's look at some more over here. Let's see. Trey's asking, can the Commanders rock the burgundy on burgundy? I think it's going to be interesting this year what sort of uniforms they're going to put out there, because they do have creative folks now, and they do have people who are paying attention to those sort of things. And guess what else? They have money. So watch for some different creativity with the uniforms this year. Maybe they bring back the stripe down the side of the pants, which everybody's been asking for. Can you wear yellow pants for the Commanders? Maybe, but I would prefer to call them gold. But I know they are more yellow. But that is a possibility. Let's see. All right. Pick one. Franchise talk. Pick one position, both on offense and defense, where we need the most help. Hint, Stephon Gilmore, Bakhtiari, and Donovan Smith are still available. I will say this about guys who are still available. They're still available for a reason. They're not going to come in and, you know, lock down that position. They're either injury issues or age or concern about their ability to be any good. But yeah, offense, we still obviously left tackle, still need help. Defensively, I'm not sold that they necessarily need help at corner. If, like what Rico said earlier, if all of these guys kind of live up to their 2022 play, right? The kid from the Chargers and BSJ, and then you bring in Sanestrill and maybe Forbes improves. But yeah, bringing in another corner never hurts, that's for sure. Will they stick with Forbes a third year if he has another bad year? I mean, if he has a bad year, then they might not. But if he has an average year and you're still like, well, it's not the guy, then they'll probably stick with him just because he's a first rounder. And so they have some money invested in him. Yeah, real deal. Willie Will. We talked about this for sure. Luke is a big deal for this team. Keep an eye on Luke. I'm very high on him. So gosh, that's another fantastic episode of Ref the District. We're going to jump out here. It is 9 o'clock here on the East Coast, on July 3rd. It's just about dark enough for fireworks. So maybe your town has fireworks at 9:30, but you may be in a different part of the country. Wherever you are, we appreciate all of you all for being in here today, tonight, to talk with myself as Trevin Nathan Roth, and of course Rico Street Scores, who jumped in here with us to talk all about the Commanders breakout stars. We had some good topics there at the beginning with the possibility of the draft being in DC, Hard Knocks, whether you want the Commanders to be on Hard Knocks, because of course the Giants offseason Hard Knocks is out now. And then of course the meetup with a lot of the guys out in Oregon that Mariota put together, which was pretty cool. But again, appreciate everybody who is in here tonight. I'm gonna shout out some of you guys. I mean, Locked On Law is a fantastic. He's always here, and we appreciate you, Locked On, always putting your stuff out here. Brian, always as usual. PNW Trout Slayer is always bringing it. Uptown Dre, JG, Real Deal Willie Will. Appreciate all of the questions that you had tonight. Of course, Franchise Talk. Allison was here. Trey Huff was in the house. Make sure I want to cover everybody. Roger, of course, was with always some great takes. Appreciate you. Trust the Process. KB was in. I appreciate you coming in. Trust the Process. I love that. Joe DeHatt was here. Grimjow, I didn't get to see you, Grimjow, earlier. Appreciate you jumping in, of course, as well. And all of you that participated in tonight's show, it was fantastic. Again, what we're trying to do is break the record for the most likes for our flagship program here on Wednesday nights. Had a great time, as always. Just remember, you can always catch us here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We're here every Wednesday night. This is episode number 180, which means we have been doing this for 180 consecutive weeks. So you know we're always going to be here. We're always going to have extra content. We've got some cool stuff planned starting next week, leading up to training camp, which, again, is only 2 weeks away. Training camp is only about 2 weeks away when the rookies report. It's time to start getting excited, start getting hyped for this team, start getting hyped for Jaden Daniels. All of that, I know I am, and this team is going to be an improvement. Don't get carried away with your expectations. But appreciate, again, everybody checking us out here on Ref the District. We are, of course, brought to you by Bet Online and Don't Sleep Energy. Make sure you give us a follow on all our socials. And, of course, if you're listening on audio, make sure you leave us a rating and review so that people can spread. That gets our show spread around. So, again, appreciate everybody who being in here. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. Always back the Commanders. So, of course, until next time, be a fan.